Listen to this episode, get discounts on your favorite upcoming businesses, and you want merch? Yeah, check out themoderncrowd.com. Yo, yo, you already know what it is. It's your boy Kev, always been a Don. And of course, this is the Modern Crowd Podcast, the podcast with hoop dreams.
Catch me on the zenith, that's the only time you see him. Catch me on the zenith at the top, pulling my penis while I'm screaming, fuck the world, that's the only time you see him, bitch. Niggas ain't but wanna be him, cause I'm at the Coliseum, internationally known, you unknown in your home. Catch me on the zenith, looking down for my nimbus cloud, just thinking aloud, the sky's the limit, how, nigga? I'm in it now, and still I rise, and as crazy as it sounds, we gon' get more high. Catch me on the zenith, astral projected to Venus, woke up in a European with a singer. She said she just can't wait to get home and cook me.
Some music, he goes in the mic and does like this, and then like that's how his music starts. Like it always starts like that. Really? It's legendary.
Oh, you don't listen to Lil Wayne? Well, probably not like
that. So what is going with you?
I listen to a lot of things. Rap is not very high on my list.
No, understandable.
But I do love. No, when I fucking hear some kind of hip hop or rap that I like, I'm fucking in it 100%. I'm like all in.
It's kind of hard. I mean, just music, well, hip hop in general now, it's changed so much.
Yeah, it's, I could have listened to it more before because it was like, there was like a message and they were talking about something, they were talking about life and that kind of thing. And then now it's kind of like, I'm rich, I got money, look at everything I got.
How many hoes I got.
Look at me, yeah, look at how many bitches I'm fucking. And it's like, oh, so I'm just here to hear you talk about you.
Yeah, exactly.
It depends on who you listen to, because there are still some conscious rappers.
Yeah. No, I love Chance.
Chance is dope.
Chance is fan fucking fantastic. Like, yeah, good shit. Very
that
good.
That man,
shit.
I wish he'd come out with another album, but it's like he's one of those guys. Like, he made the money now, and he's just went super commercial. So it's just really hard to really. I mean, for me, it's like I like to listen to people's stories that talk about some real shit. Right. Like, you know, real shit that you probably went through or somebody else went through, and you know, like, okay, that's real. But now it's just like you said, now when you start talking about, oh, I got a Ferrari, I got five Ferraris, it's like, yeah, I can't relate.
Yeah.
I can't relate to that shit. But I can't relate to when you smoke weed. But I can't relate to having you
talk
all
about
these
the things that I like.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, yeah, I think that's why a lot of rappers don't get why, like, they lose their fame so quick, is because They talk about the struggle so much, and then it's just like right after your struggle, it's like, yeah, now that I'm rich, I do all these drugs, I got all these cars, I got all these girls. It's like, I can't relate. I'm still.
But I think it goes a different way, though. So I think those type of rappers create and gain a different type of fan base, right? And then those of us who liked your story, conscious rap, are no longer listening to them. But they've gained a different fan base and still are making money. It's the ones who don't switch up are the ones that kind of fall off to me. I won't say they fall off, but again, they just aren't going that mainstream route.
But that's like, but that's some truth to that. But like how you just said, they gain a new fan base. But see, like that fan base is only temporary compared to what your real fan base was. Just like, for example, Future, like, when Future started up, he was making all this, you know, I'm in the trap, I do all Molly. And he still does it, but he does it from a rich perspective.
Right.
As soon as you go broke, as soon as the moment you are told that you're broke and you're talking about rich stuff, it doesn't relate because your rich fan base is looking at you like, yeah, you're not rich, but you're talking about how rich you are, though. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
That's why a lot of people try to discredit people once they make it to the top, because it's like, as soon as you're discredited, that new fan base that you had, you lose your original fan base, you gain a new one, and then that new one's like, oh, you're really not rich? I'm not about to hang out with you no more. Or listen to you, and that's when you lose money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I feel like, you know, the current hip-hop scene, that kind of thing, you can see, it very much relates to society as well, though, in my opinion. Because what is the current... Okay, currently, the struggle has been pushed up to the forefront again, fighting for Black Lives Matter and all that shit again. Mm-hmm. But before this, before the last couple of years even, before Kaepernick taking the knee and all that shit and everything, what has happened within the young Black community that they've had anything to talk about? Nothing.
Besides drugs.
We're not talking NWA. We're not talking about Dre and that kind of shit. That was... Yes, there's police brutality and all that stuff and everything, but it's not like what it was like back in the 80s. Back in the 90s and that kind of shit.
Exactly.
That fuck the police was being said for a reason because they were getting fucked with. Dre and all of them, they talked about fuck the police and all that. Mm-hmm. But as they got more money and they got more popular and everything like that, shit started easing down a bit. But they still had stories and stuff to talk about and everything. When you got like Soulja Boy and all that shit and everything coming up, they're just having fun.
Right.
They don't have anything to... They could talk about being broke.
Yeah.
They could talk about being poor. They could talk about struggling to get by and being recognized and all that. They could talk about not being respected and all that stuff. But they're not talking about fucking, you know, bad shit happening. You know, cops rolling in, that kind of thing. They're not, they don't have like a Rodney King and that kind of thing to talk about. Now, as of a few months ago with George Floyd, I will be shocked if we don't see hip-hop
go back to what it was at.
If there's a swing. Like, if we don't... Yeah, like, if some young people don't come around and, like, finally, like, open their mouths.
Exactly.
Maybe shit has happened to them, but they haven't said anything because no one else has said anything. Mm-hmm. The only people who ever said anything were the old-school hip-hop artists, the old-school rappers and shit. Well, what's considered old-school, because it's a new generation now... It's like, yeah, I don't want to sound like them.
Yeah.
Now, it's like, oh, I have something to talk about. So even like, you know, fucking Ice-T and everything.
Yeah.
Like, he's even put out something recently and everything. And he's like, yeah, once again, fuck the police again.
But I'm sorry. I would say maybe it'd be a swing, but then it's the younger generation that still listen to hip-hop and do they want to listen to that. So, for example, I would say Meek Mill. I listen to, like, a lot of Meek Mill, and he talks about police brutality because he's been in jail, all this type of thing. He talked about that. It was another rapper that came. T.I. even put, like, a whole political album out. How many people was actually listening to that?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's like, will they actually listen once it's out? Because, again, it's the younger generation who will be listening to it more.
I think they will now, because there is such a dynamic shift happening in society now and everything. Before, when those albums would have been come out, they would have gone like, eh, not for me. I'm just going to listen to something fun because my life is fun. I want to hear about a car. I want to hear about girls or whatever and boys and that kind of thing. But like now that some shit has happened, I think they would turn around and be like, oh, that thing I didn't give a shit about before, I care about it now.
Yeah, I think for me, I think what it is like before, I think the Black community, well, just Black people in general had more control over their music, and we were hip hop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like how you said in the 70s and 80s and stuff like that. And then it went from a transition where, okay, an investor, white investor started coming in, started making their own, you know, they had their own music labels and stuff. It was like, oh, hip hop is something we can make a profit off of.
Yeah.
Then you had those folks that had fun and they were making money like that. And people were like, oh shit. So I don't have to really rap about what I really go through and make money. Like, and I can just, you know, talk about how lavish my life is.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how they started making money. Now, again, like you said, they were having so much fun. They're pretty fucked up at the time. And then, you know, they're having fun, being drunk, getting cars, getting girls and money. And then when they actually seen the shift of everything where COVID, where everybody's really going back to a mindset to like, oh shit, okay, now I know where I'm at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, oh, let's go back real. And like you said, they have something to actually rap about now. So
substance.
Exactly.
Substance.
It's like, oh
comes
shit,
back
now
into it all of a sudden.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like Lil Baby. He actually came out. I've never listened. One thing about me, I never used to listen to trap music. I listened to T.I. and Gucci Mane, but I ain't really like going deep into
it. He put out a song with, who did he put out the song with?
Who's that? A Lil Baby?
Lil Baby.
Yeah, well, it was actually a song by himself. He made a song about police brutality.
Right. Who who's there was some other famous like hip hop guy who was on the song with him, right?
I'm trying to think. I think it was actually by itself, I believe. I think so. Now, there might be another song I don't know about, but like I said, I'm the worst person to come to the catalog when it comes to trap music. I'm like, real talk.
Yeah, especially I'm sorry, new I thought music. I was talking about people who knew shit.
Right?
I'm bringing my knowledge, and it's like, oh.
When it comes to new music, period, I don't listen to new music.
No, I mean, I used to be really into it, but like you said, like, I'm really one of those type of people I've come to the realization, like, music has to have substance, even, like, all around the board. Like, I listen to some rock. Like, Sublime's one of my favorite rock bands ever. You know,
Sublime?
Yeah, I love Sublime, man. Yeah. And then, you know, there's pop. Well, pop music is everything. But I like jazz. Miles Davis is one of my favorite jazz musicians ever. Nice. But it's just like, everything has to have substance. Like, for me, I try to listen to a lot of independent artists. I don't really try to keep up with what the major record labels are doing.
I feel
it. And that's why I try to hear their stories. But again, they're doing the same thing that some major record labels are doing because they want to get to that spot where they can be in front of cars and do $1 million videos and all that. But I just, for me, don't get me wrong. Do what you do that makes you happy. But
absolutely.
I'm not going to listen to it. Like, right. I'm just that person. I'm not going to listen to it.
That's also perfectly fine. It was kind of funny when you said it, like Chance the Rapper or when he went like, you know, when he got famous, he went commercial or whatever, that kind of thing. It is always so funny to me how people will accuse artists they love of going commercial and they're like, that's not my guy anymore.
Yeah,
your guy just got successful.
Making
it now. Like,
exactly.
This is when you should be like, I was there at the start. I always loved you.
Because
shit's never going anywhere.
Unless
he's still around and shitting all over you.
See, because that old stuff is what got you to where you are. Because, like, I'm a huge Migos fan. Like, I love the Migos. And I was with them back with Birds and Versace and like all of that. Like I love
totally it. Tell you are Amigos fan, just how you say Versace, but go ahead.
Birds. Anyway.
Wow.
And I love that music. So when they, you know, started going mainstream, got their big record deal, and up until like Culture 2, I was feeling it. When they made Culture 2, I was just like, yeah, they did this for the record label. Like, I want y'all to go back, like, just take it back to what y'all are used to, what your people love, what got you to where you are.
But you can't continually keep... See, it's like with music, I understand your point, and I understand your point. It's like, you can't stay in the same space because you're not in that space anymore. Yeah. But we want the same quality. That's how I look at it.
But that's the difference, right?
The same thing, but different.
Yeah, exactly.
So how much more can... So what struggle is a rich person like going through? So what can
mentally,
they...
Like,
so say, for instance, Jay-Z.
Problems.
So for instance, Jay-Z, right? So when he was back in the day, he was talking about how he was selling drugs, all this and the third. And so now, if you listen to his music recently, he talks about his art and all this stuff. He talks about rich people problems.
But the difference between Jay-Z is like what he's doing is he's taking a spin on what he used to do. He went from drug dealer to millionaire to now I'm teaching you what not to do in the rap game. And I'm also teaching these rappers that are like not signed to me or signed these bad deals.
Right.
Teaching them how to, you know, work. And he's doing that through music. Nobody's really doing that. So that's why like Jay-Z is more and more. He's elevating more because he found a way to still kind of be himself and still be able to teach people, you know, taking a different approach. Now, like, with most artists, where they mess up is, you started a struggle, okay, everybody appreciates the struggle, then you get to being rich, you start talking about being rich, then it's like, okay, what happens after you be rich? Because then it's like, okay, damn, I can't say too much. Then you get broke, and then people start making fun of you, then you stop making money, then what happens next, you know? You just become...
What are you equating going broke to, like, just somebody just stop making music? Like,
well,
you stop making
music money. Like, so,
first of all, they don't make that much money off of music. They make that money off tours. So, they can still be touring and not pull out an album or anything.
Nah, I mean, you can make money off of touring, but if you're sitting here telling people, first of all, the word rich is really, like, thrown off. Because the word rich...
Well, you have rich and you have wealthy. Now, those are two different words.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. There's two different things. Because
like Chris Rock, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, for example, if I was a rapper and I'm wearing... seven different chains. I'm showing up in Ferraris, Suburbans, and all this other stuff, and I'm rapping, and then next thing you know, someone's like, oh, your chain's fake? And then they prove that my chain's fake, then that's how you're showing you're broke. That's literally like, I mean, that's how it goes. Because, or if somebody takes your chain, that's the most horrible thing you can do in hip hop. If someone snatches your chain, then it's like you become like all your credibility is gone. Like literally, like you have to kill somebody, which sucks.
And then you go to jail. Then you really ain't gonna be making no money.
You have to beat somebody up, shoot somebody, or rob somebody. Like you have to do something so gangster to get your name back up, which sucks. And you know, I'm really a chill guy, and I don't like if I became a rapper, I'd be so chill, and I really wouldn't want to have rapper friends, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't want to be in that headspace, but that's what you literally got to do. Like for example, Safari. Safari's not, I mean, he has music, but he's not this whole...
Who's Safari?
Safari that went out with Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was talking trash to me. Yeah,
like, I don't know who that is.
this guy, he dated Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill, you know, got rid, you know, they was together, whatever. And so Safari started talking trash, and so Meek Mill jumped him, and they made a video about it. It showed it, like... And the dude's on Love and Hip Hop. First of all, if you're on Love and Hip Hop, your career's going in.
Nah.
Like it's pretty bad. But yeah, that's just how I look at hip hop. That's why I like listening to underground people, because I like hearing stories that I can actually relate to. Yep. Like I can't relate to nobody being in a trap. I tell people all the time I'm not a street nigga, so I don't understand that shit. But don't get me wrong, I would love to hear about it and how you got out of it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna sit here and lie and be like, yeah, I'm Big G or I'm Big this, and you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
so you know, I'm rich.
You use an expression now twice. See, I'm an older person. Well, I suffer from two things. Well, three maybe. I'm not American. I'm getting older at this point.
Yeah.
But also, I also suffer from a very, you know, virulent disease call I could not give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
So if there's something I don't know and it really doesn't grab my attention, I could not give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've used the expression in the trap
a couple of
times. To me, that means that you ran into a chick and you stuck your hand between her legs and it turned out to be a dick.
Pause what?
There.
Oh, I just got trapped. That was a trap.
Oh, man. Don't.
But I don't.
That's a different kind of trap. It's a different kind of trap.
That is definitely a different trap. First of all, and with the age of the internet, if you get caught doing that, your life is ruined. Like, you're like, you will not be able to live at all. It's crazy.
You got a sexual harassment charge off the bat.
The Me Too movement comes. It's bad. It's bad.
Born, because millennials. I've been treated like one. Wow. I'm like, oh, really? I'm a millennial? I'm an old millennial. But once I think it goes back to the same thing we had with the rap shit and everything.
Yes.
Since they have not had to live with any shit, it's like, anything happens, like, how could you? It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't have to grow a set, you know, when you were coming up, I guess.
Yeah, that's like, for me, like, like you said, I just really don't give a fuck. Like, I've always looked at it like this. Mind your business, really, just at all. Like, just mind your business. If it doesn't involve you, you just leave it the fuck alone. Right. But the problem is, a lot of people like to jump into it and just do all this extra shit with it. Those are the people that should get their ass whooped.
I want to also defend millennials and our generation. It's not us. It's the generation below us that are causing all of this.
Quick note. I don't jump on board with any of the shit being talked about millennials. I think current generation is a little bit overly sensitive.
Overly.
But it's also a result of my fucking parents are insane.
Yeah,
my parents' parents were even more fucking insane.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what my parents' parents' parents were fucking like. If you want to talk about repressed people and people just fucking jumping down each other's throats and walking around like super high strung and wired, no fucking thank you. Okay?
Shout out to all the Karens out there.
That's the
Karens, boy.
Oh, my God.
No, that's real talk.
But no, millennials, they fucking are. Bottom line, just look at what's happening right now. When shit went down, the millennials stepped the fuck up.
Nah, facts.
So I got nothing bad to say about millennials anymore. It's like, you know what? You proved yourselves. Someone started a fucking fire, and you showed up to put that fucking fire out.
Nah, facts.
And they are doing way more than my generation, born in the fucking 80s, has done.
Nah, that's... I'm not gonna lie. It's been a pretty crazy time. I'm not gonna lie. Ever since this COVID thing started, I've never seen half of the stuff that's going on right now.
Yeah. This is the first time in my life, and I'm almost 40 years old, this is the first time in my life that people are actually talking about social change.
Yeah.
And I actually believe that it can happen.
Yeah.
And I'm actually seeing it happen. First time ever.
Not
first
facts.
Time ever.
Facts.
Yeah.
No, I definitely agree. I mean, it's like... Everything that's going on now, just like with the stuff going on with the police and stuff like that, it's like they've been more accountable than I've ever seen ever before. And you can tell that they're being more accountable because the police force, people that are even police officers, they're like, man, I don't even want to come to work. You seen Atlanta police, they didn't even want to come to work.
They were being a bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
Right.
But no. They were protesting because the one man got fired. They was like, oh, so we can't do our job how we used to. Oh, no, I don't want to come to work. It's not that they... scared to be caught on camera.
No, I definitely think that's...
They like,
that's
oh, so we can't do what we used to? Oh,
yeah.
You know.
I'm sorry. I've been saying this about the police in this country for about the last 4 or 5 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the incident was that happened within the last 4 or 5 years, where it was this heavy set guy in the minivan who got stuck in the middle of the freeway, and there was this little... white female police officer.
Yeah.
And she had these other 2 or 3 fucking grown ass giant fucking cops with her. And they wound up shooting the guy.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was a Colorado.
When he was going back to his thing. And her whole thing was,
I felt scared.
Now, she was my last straw with the whole thing. Because even before her, that was the thing. You were just hearing about constant police shootings and everything, whether it was a male cop, female cop, whether they were short, whether they were tall, whether they were packed in muscle or a little skinny fucker, they all had the same excuse. I was scared. You're a bitch. Why are you a cop?
How are you scared of an unarmed person?
Fucking cop.
You got all the tools
really?
Necessary.
Right.
Really?
You scared of me yelling? Right.
If I was your chief or whatever the fuck it is in charge, and you shoot someone and I'm defending you, and then you turn around and go, I was scared. I'm like, get the fuck off my force. I don't need little bitches here. We're police.
Yeah.
Right.
We're the police. We are here to protect. We are here to fucking serve. Even if we don't believe that shit or whatever, you making us look bad by going, I was scared. No, motherfucker, lie. You tell a lie. Stick to, I thought he had a thing in his head. I was scared. You're a bitch. And our current president is a motherfucking bitch, too, because he has to cry about that, too. Ah, okay, now, all that being said, you need to go back and explain this in the trap thing and how it has nothing to do with a woman who is actually a man.
Okay,
let me explain what the trap
okay,
is because, you know, I'm more connected with the streets than he is. Okay.
All right.
Basically, the trap
wait, before you start, disclaimer, she's lying. Go ahead.
I grew up in the hood. That's what the trap is. Basically, the hood.
I said I had some things to say about her when the podcast starts.
Dope.
I just want you to know right now, I don't believe you.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say anything against you, because when I finally explain my thing later, you're going to know how scared I am of you.
Let me let you know, I was born in the hood, okay?
Wait, hold on, time out, what state was it in?
In Alabama, it doesn't matter, there's a hood in every state, so what you trying to say?
Alright, y'all, just disclaimer, she is not from the hood. But go ahead.
I am from the hood, how you going to tell me where I am from?
I'm not from America, as far as we know. All black people live in hoods all over America.
Right.
So
okay.
But I grew up in a hood. Okay. People got stabbed and shot right in front of my house. There is.
So does that you make
go
you
down,
gangster?
They don't make me personally gangster because I was in the house.
That's...
However, if I needed to go there, I will. Okay. You can take the girl out the hood. You can take the hood out the girl.
You know, I'm gonna challenge you on one hood thing, and I'm gonna base it off something in my life. Is there ever a point where you were walking down the street of where you lived or whatever, and before you left the house, your dad had to lean in and go, if anyone offers you any drugs, just say no.
Well, I grew up in a single parent household. It's my mom. Well, okay. And yes, she has told me that if anybody offers you anything, say no.
Okay.
Wow, that's.
You know what?
Don't leave your drink. Wow. I don't know if that, I don't know if that classifies as hood because even if in the suburbs you tell your child, hey, somebody offer you something, don't take it. I think that's just supposed to be like a universal parent thing. I don't think
that's... just lost her hood card, girl.
No.
You was there, but you just lost it. Revoke.
What it should signify as hood is you know what street not to turn down at nighttime. The trap is the hood where there's... drug dealing, cooking up crack, selling it crack, stripping cars, prostitution. That's the trap. Basically, that's the hood.
The house that has everything.
Boarded up windows. You know, you see cars there. You see cars there, but it's the boarded up house. Like, why are you over there?
It technically doesn't have to be boarded up. It just has to look really run down and have functioning stoves and drugs and crackheads, basically.
People where hanging outside for no reason.
Basically, a convenience store for all drugs.
Or like, what is it? Is it Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? Where's Philadelphia? What's the
in Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia's in Pennsylvania. Okay, all right. Once again, I'm not American. But no, we went to Philly, and it was like, we were in the city, and it was like, oh, this is a nice city. Oh, wow, yeah. Really, really? I was like, yeah, okay.
You go around the corner.
And then I... hit up like one of my good friends in New York, and he was born and raised there, and he's like, you didn't leave the city, did you? I'm like, no, I didn't leave the city at all, but like, yeah. And then I've watched shows, and I'm like, there are mansions here. He's like, yes, but they are abandoned, and right next to crack houses.
Like, right.
Like, they call it Killadelphia.
Killadelphia?
Yeah, like, a lot of murders happen there.
Yeah.
It's getting real. It gets real. But yeah, that's pretty much the trap, and you know that's the Atlanta thing now. It's like it's like now the word has went from what its origins was to the trap meaning hustle. Like, you know, people might call it the trap kitchen. That's in California, I believe. But like, you know, trap wings. You know, everybody just changes trap because trapping is basically hustle. That's just another word.
Gotcha.
The new universal word to say hustle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But I listen to trap music.
Okay.
I mean, not as often as I used to, but now I listen to like a lot of old school music, but if I have to like listen to new school rap, Travis Scott is my favorite.
There was a hell of a pause right there. I don't know why. Everybody just got quiet.
Yeah,
I mean, he has.
But he doesn't know probably who Travis Scott is.
Well, yeah, true, yeah.
I've heard the name. I don't know either.
I mean, Travis Scott's for trap music is
but
really.
But he's not trap.
He's not trap, but he tries that gangster.
Oh,
he tries to act like he's tough, but he's not tough.
Okay. How does he act? How does he try to act like he's tough?
Trap music is
yeah.
Okay.
Migos, Lil Baby.
It's hood rap. Right.
Exactly.
It's hood rap.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
That's what it basically is. Okay. It's pretty cool though. I mean, don't get me wrong.
To your listeners, I am not white. I'm just not American.
Yeah, understandable. Like, I mean. A lot of other countries are getting on it. It's just different, you know what I'm saying?
What country are you from?
Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, isn't that funny?
His dad's from there, actually. That's funny.
Look the fuck out, really?
Yeah.
Dude, we're like everywhere. Trinidadians, we could live anywhere in anything in any conditions. Like, yeah. Nothing miserable, but, yeah. You know, we'll be around.
I've never been to Trinidad before. At all.
You should go.
I'll try to get him to go.
It is one of the best islands in the entire Caribbean. It is, we are still very much us.
Mm.
There's a McDonald's there now. they got kicked out when I was leaving. They opened up a McDonald's and it closed up within 6 months.
Sheesh.
But apparently they figured it out and there's another one there and it's been there for years now. So they got on board with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, yeah, no, it's not, I guess, gentrified.
Yeah.
You know, they don't cater to, like, Americans and all that stuff and everything. Big on tourism, beautiful place, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm thinking about moving out of the country. On my waist, there's a black Glock. New girl moved on the block. She been plotting on my brown. Last night I slept over hers. I overheard a sword slice the air. I pulled out the nana, rolled off the bed, then shot back. Pow pow, blood on the sheets.
Listen to this episode, get discounts on your favorite upcoming businesses, and you want merch? Yo, check out themoderncrowd.com.